Shoot up in Murray. We're now learning the Lacha of Chayrish and its Chayrish. That means we have a Mishnah and Daf Ayin Gimel. I'm an Alpin Jan Lam Tes Melachas. The first one says Chareya, the second one is Chayrish. That means first put seeds in the ground, then you plow it. The Gemara starts off saying, I'm a Maisa Fakarit. Anyone knows the basics. You plow first, then you do seeds. So the Gemara Tono Be'er Tzolkoi explains Rashi, since there is soil, the ground was hard. Therefore, they did two different chavishas. They did chavish first, the cloud, then zireya, then chavish a second time. Kamash one, you chayv in both chavishas. The first one before the zireya, the second one after you put the seeds in the ground. Therefore, which one is the first of the lamentes melachas? Practically, what you did was chavish. Therefore, the Rambam, when he counts it, he writes chavish as the first one, not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah, the end of his chelik gimel in Siman Shin Dal Mem. He quotes the Lamentes Melachas and tells you where they are in Shulchan Aruch. The first one he quotes is Chayush. That means after a year of learning Hilchos Shabbos, now we're learning the first of the Lamentes Melachas. Chayush over here. What defines Chayush? Mishmu has a very short akdam over here. He points out, sounds like a machlokes in the sugya, is the definition of Chayush meaning loosening the ground, Rashi, or does it mean preparing for Zriya, the Rambam? Mishmu puts them both together. It's one idea over here. That if you loosen the ground by digging or doing a puller to it, that makes it better for Zriya. That's a definition of the Melacha. Now, the Shmuel points out, again, quote the Gemara of Ayin Gimel, it really depends where you are. If you're in a field, in a sado, that's a place for Chavisha, and you make a hole, it's a case of Chavish, and taking it out, weakening the ground for Zriya is Chavisha. If it's in a bias, not place only for Zriya and Chavisha, therefore, when you make a hole, it's Nechon get a Baino. You're going to get a chayser. That means the same exact pu'ula that you're doing really depends where you're doing it. If it's nechon negedav a chayisho, nechon in the melach of bainim a chayser. Now, what is the ab and what is the toldo? So the Mishmur explains, and I'm going to explain the Mishnah Berurah, that really depends what you are doing. When you're touching the ground, that's nechon negedav the ab. When you're affecting the ground, that's nechon negedav a toldo. That means, when you're touching the ground, you make a hole in the ground, you're affecting the ground. You're softening the ground, you're touching the ground. That's the ab. However, when you're affecting the ground, for example, there are rocks here that do not let you grow things. So you're taking away the rocks, and therefore it affects the ground. A person takes away the weeds and affects the ground. A person does landscaping, that's affecting the ground. That's nichon negedav a toldo. That means what Mishmur says seems to be that idea that I'm going to explain that when you're touching the ground itself, that's av, affecting the ground, taking away the reason why, it's nichon negedav the toldo. Now that's the basic definition of the melacha shavoi. In the melacha, there seem to be 13 or 14 different gezeris and chazal negate to the idea they call gezeris chavisha. Now the chuna house is a gezeris of baino. But the Eil Munzer calls under the category of gezeris chavisha over here. Now, we're not going to learn them all now, these 13, 14, just to speak out what they are, and now we'll focus on the 6 of them this week. After the Seder Shulchan Aruch, there's one we'll get to in Siman Shin Beis, over there on Sevav, where a person has tit on his foot. Can he take his foot now and rub it on the ground and take off the tit? Can you rub it on the step? Over there we'll get about the parameters, also Gzeres Chavisha. That's one Gzera. A second Kemta, we learn this ready in Siman Shin Beis, in Sevtes. A person cannot go to the Beis HaKisei inside the Sado. Why? You come along to be at Yashu Gumois. What happened to Tavsuk Yukon of Rias? That was the local we learned in Shin Yud Beis. A third case we came across in Simon Shin Yud Gimel in Sefiot, when you have a chosset that is Kalkal Aide Geshem, the loch is they cannot throw tevin over there, cannot throw straw over there. Building upon this, a place can discuss, can a person shovel the snow on Shabbos? Says Sarah Berkowitz, that's Nichon Negedav of Gzeres Chavisha over here. But that's also with its klal. What? Another problem. But the Gemara says it with two things. Depends Yashu Gumois, and then if you do, how to put it down with the upside down basket, Kudoimo. But the Bayab, Ik is Yashu Gumois. A fourth thing that we came across in Simon Shinta Zayin, if you have rake spill on the ground, can you rub it in with your foot inside the ground? Also, more against the Gemara Machek by of Yashu Gumois. A fifth case in Siman Shinchav Dalet, when a person, when he wants to liquefy the ovus, he wants to separate the food inside a trowel. Over there says again the Machavi of a Bayam mitzvah suga of Afshe Gumois. And a sixth case we'll get to Bereshav next week is a person cannot clear out his warehouse. Why should be Yashu Gumois?
Those are six that are until we get over here, which some we learned, some we'll have to get back to still. Over here, the ones we're going to see right now are basically the idea of going kisei sash lamito. Some say it's nechel negedel afshigumus. We'll have to see what the machlokes is. A second thing over here is osle rabbeitz. According to Meimar, is yashir gumus. A third case over here is you cannot sweep your hands as yashir gumus. A fourth case over here, a person cannot masiach matiach, cannot wash his floors as yashir gumus. A fifth case over here is neifchim. We'll have to see what that means over here. Nocha case in the tzad of chavis cannot shift it back and forth, and then we get the shilman shin lamin ches sifay, the idea of not playing on the floor, rolling balls or stones to kadoima. Those are the 6-7 cases of yashir gumos, which again we'll have to learn right now. Now for the oilam, it's a little bit harder to understand the idea of practically why we're so worried about smoothing out the ground, why inside a house, inside a field, what are we really worried about? Baruch Hashem, we have tiles and we're more advanced than those days. We think about it, in those days, a thousand and thousands of years, people lived with dirt. That was the Matthias, that was the ground, the outside, the inside, that was how the houses were, that was the situation. And they were Chazal seemed to make these 13, 14 different areas build upon the Matthias, and we keep them as is. To start, we're starting over here the Sugya of Dov Shem Eskavin, Segresha, Negeta, the situation of moving a bench one place to another. So, first, this idea of dragging a bench, there are three different Gemaras. One is Gemara Daf Chabez and Aleph, a middle of the Sugya of Kaniko. Over there, it discusses about dragging a bench. The words of Gemara is Mita, Kisa, Vesafsal. Come along with Gemara instead of Shimon Holdus Mutter. Not like a Behuda. How do we paskin? The Gemara being Dama Chlokis, Rab and Shmuel. Rab paskin Lachum like a Behuda. Shmuel paskin Lachul like a Shimon. And the Gemara goes on further and says, abide everything like Rav L'chumro, except for three things. One of three things is the Sugya of Bikur. Therefore, since Abai is said to go like Shmuel, therefore, Loch L'maisa, we're going to pass in Dov Shem Eskavon L'maisa Mutter. Therefore, all the Shem and all Paiskim pass like a Shimon, Dov Shem Eskavon, with Adam Segration is Mutter. Again, by Melocha Shein Tichel Gufa, it's a Machlekes, the Shem, Shimon, and the Buddha had to pass in the Ramah versus others. Here, there is no Machlekes. We pass in Dov Shem Eskavon as Mutter, the Gemara Dacha Beis, Aleph. Second is, when you're taking this Mita Kisa Vesapshel, one place to another, does it make a difference whether it's small or big? The Gemara Dacha Tessa Beis, brings out a machlekes. Gemara's maskon is there is no difference. What's it sad to mechalek? Gemara speaks out very clearly. Since it's small, why get involved in a maskavin? That might lead to a chiritzo, might make a mark over here, pick it up. It's very simple, pick up this chair over here. Why are you dragging it for? So you might think, hey, because I'll make that chok over here. Gemara's one, there is no chilek. Whether it's gadol, whether it's cotton, if it's any maskavin with adipsic ratio, you have a right to drag it one place to another. A third sugya came across the end of Kiro, and that involvement base. The Gemara discusses that this idea of Enim Eskavim to be Mekel is a dafkin in the situation of a Dirabonim, even in a case of a Diraiso. The Gemara has a half a meaning to say, according to Shimon, the Loch is to be Mekel Enim Eskavim only by Yisum Dirabonim and not by Diraiso. The Gemara's Maskon is not the way, even by Diraiso, Enim Eskavim is Mutter, arrived from the sugya of carrying. Shout this upon a person on his back. Maestro Oilam saw the Beis Yosef brings down, seems to be the half of the Gemara, that the only time to be Mekel on a Meshimin is only by case of Dirabonon, not by case of Diraiso. And therefore, the Bush by us Paskins, we Mekel only by Dirabonons. The Maestro Shaitzi, the first one starts off, Vada, you should know, the Gemara's Maskon is not that way. And therefore, the Nachatri and the Eliyahu, the people go to the Shabbos, it all is on the Beis Yosef. Why in the world are you bringing down the Havmino? And it can lead to a mistake, like the Vushim to make a mistake. Avad, there is no chiluk whether the case of is Rabban or Deraiso. Avad, Dov Shem Eskavon L'maisa, it's more to even by Deraiso. Now, negate Dov Shem Eskavon, Segresha, and all of its parameters, was discussed by Riches a few times. Riches, we learned the Sugya Berach a year ago. Avad, we discussed again certain aspects that come up negate Dov Sugya. That means first, it comes out over here, in Simchat Shalom, Zayin Sif Aleph. Number one, thought of any maskam is mutter. If it's a great saucer. Number two says, mechaber, whether it's ben godol, ben cotton. No, it doesn't make a difference. Now, the question is, when it says ben godol, it's big. What about the gedolim b'yoyser? It's very, very big. It's massive. Meaning a situation, that's the case of a psych ratio. What's the law when it's going to be a psych ratio to make a charitz? That's the shalah, how do we the mechaber? The mechaber says, any maskam, the psych ratio is going to be mutter. The Hilkach explains it. In the case when there's a situation of obstruction, is he asking it or not? Shall how do we clear the machaber? He left out what he brought down the base of Dylan Beyser. It's very heavy, a case of obstruction. My said this before Shu Avyo, a Rishon. He says, even Gedolim Beyoysa, the Gemara is not Machalik, and take a bench one place and another, the Mice is Mutter. Mutter. The Shulchan Atzei Shitim passed it this way, and even if Adi said passed it this way, even if Segration. Even if Segration. Other Rishonim, they don't care. We'll have to explain what he means. That's obviously a good question. And we're bringing a point over here. Atzei Lasheni, the Rishonim argued, they don't care, right? Gedolim Beyoysa is also. Adi must have been Gedol Ben Katan, meaning that's the opposite ratio. But Gedolim Beyoysa, which is missing in the Mechaber, unless it's a Kerech is also. The Archa Tzayim, the Kolboi, they went this way. Tell us, what is the state of the Machalikis? What's the reason to be Mechal? What are we arguing on this state over here? So one way you can say it, very simple. The Mechal said, this is Kimto, it's Nichol, Loi Nichol. Case of Mechal, Kul, Sen, Shai, Tzi, and Tzikon, Alas, Tzikon, Beis, Loi Nichol. What's the Lachad of Shem? It's Kavim, Sekration, to Loi Nichol. We know already. Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kukim Lom and Aleph. Machalik states are just Aruch. Or from the Yeshiva Shabbos sect, as everyone learned. The Gemara and Ksubas, Daf Vovim and Aleph. Tevah says over there, has Machalikis. According to Aruch, the Mice is Mutter. According to Tosis, the Dindu Rabbanon. How do we pass it? The Mechabit, Simen Shin Chof, Sif Yud Ches, brings down, seems to be that the Minig was to be Mechal, but the Mechabit can be Machmer. Machalikis among the Yishoinim. Machalikis are Shok among the Yishoinim. Therefore, one reason why he Mechal even Dainal B'Yaiser, the Aruch Shito, and we won't pass like this. Therefore, come up, Dainal B'Yaiser, the Mice will be Osir. That's one Sfara. But say, that's not how the Rav Yoh says it. Look up the Rav Yoh, he has a different Sfara. Different reason why he Mechal. The question is, when you understand the idea of Sik Ratio, every time you cut off the chicken's head, every single time, it dies. Would there ever be a time when the chicken's alive, cut off his head, it will not die? No. Let's say it would happen, he cut off the head, it won't die, but either way that it will die. Be a dover. On the Mizbeach, there's an ish, a fire over there. There's an iser to put out the fire. Let's say a person gave an adova of yain al gabi Mizbeach. This is Gemara's case about Tzadik Alf and Beis and Zvokim. Gemara, that says, gave an adova of yain al gabi Mizbeach, you have a port on top of the fire over here. Are you going to put out the fire? You're not allowed to put out the fire. So the lashon of the Rishonim, Mizalfa Yain Agabe Ishin, what's the heter? So it says the Gemara, and where Rashi explains, since it's Shaykh Betipas Dakis, you can do the same act of pouring the Yain on top of the fire with Tipas Dakis, and the fire will not go out, or burn out this wine. Therefore, you're allowed to Betipas Kasois, with over here these wine a lot, because the act that you're doing is not an act of Psik Ratio. Agam, the way you did it is a Psik Ratio. A massive chiddush. That since the pula per se is not a psik ratio, but you did it in a psik ratio, says Rav Yoh's mutter. Therefore, says Rav Yoh over here, this massive bench heavy is making chiretz. No, you could pick it up. You didn't pick it up. Since you could have got the bench one place and another, Gami did not. So the pula is not a psik ratio. Like Gami did in a way a psik ratio, it's mutter. Says, you know what? Even if you have to drag it, you could have put a sheet underneath it, and drag it on top of the sheet, and therefore, or your friends can pick it up together with you, so since it did not have to be a psik ratio, Hagami did like a psik ratio, he quotes Rashi, Gemara Zvachim, it's not nichol chuba psik ratio. What's the lumpness behind it? My father's saying, what's going on over here? Seikol seikol psik ratio. So we discuss a few times the Melchon Chakibu and the lumpness of psik ratio. And therefore, the Divliezer, Lazy of Finkel's Atzal, has a struggle explaining what's he said in this Rav Yoh. Says them in Chazalosa, P'si Kushlevsky, and is trying to explain what's he said in the Rav Yoh. They point out, Mechonus Chakiro. The halacha is when a person combs his hair at the P'sik Ratio to rip out hairs. What's the lumdis that combing your hair when your nose is on Shabbos is also? Is he said when you comb your hair, the Striko is Tlesha, it's Hainu Hach, it's one act, one Pa'ula? But no, every Striko that you comb, you know there's going to be a Tlisha over here. So Kavanah for one gives me a Kavanah for another. Two separate things are happening. But I know it's going to happen. My Kavanah for one gives me a Kavanah for another. And that Chakira among the Achorinim gets involved. Numis shall it understand the set of Psik Ratio. Says these Achorinim, Divili Yezim, Minchasosh, Psik Ushlavsky, and others. Let's analyze it. If you say it's Hainu Hach, that's the set of Psik Ratio. It's not Hainu Hach. I can do the same exact act, painting the bench one place or another, or put the wine on top of the ish, and without putting on the fire. So the pula of doing this at the end of the day, a bench one place or another, is not a psik reisha. But if you tell me, he said, if he has kavana for one, kavana for another, I know when I do not pick up the bench, I drag it to make charitz. I know when I do a whole bucket of wine on top of the fire goes out, I'm not nechal to get a psik reisha. So the reason why we hear that taking a bench one place or another is not even gedilim b'yisus mutter, it's not psik reisha. Because as long as it's hainuach, and it's not hainuach.
In this case, it is
mishnah. It's not. That's a chakira among the achoyim. That's the according to this. You said hainuach. It's not hainuach.
You're not putting
yisus.
You're not.
I
did
do that. So the acting in the bench one place or another does not entail charitzo. This case happens to be that way. It's not that. This situation had to be that way. Cutting off the chicken's head always dies. King off the chicken head without dying.
Here also, if you just have an omelet on the floor, it's always going to happen. Now you just have to get on the floor.
No, I can put it in the sheath there, I can get my friends here. I could, but I didn't, but I could. So this did not entail that.
Stepping on the floor, don't piss with me, let's go back to the chicken.
The whole nisach of yain will not. Now, if you do it, the same act, the whole thing, tipa tipa won't cause that to happen. You call it the head tipa tipa, will still die. You can catch the end, 100%. Tipa tipa the head, every mark, I'll die then.
But this mass that you're doing.
Tipa tipa, the chicken's head will die. Try it. I'll get your chicken. Right. Have you ever heard one taina that, you know, to give a route to a child, you know, secretion, make noise, but if you do it slowly, it won't happen. So I said, if you do it slowly, it won't make noise. Maybe the other reason why it rattles on water. So I said, no problem, so give it quickly. Why? Because the pool itself is not secretion. Where do we come across this yisoid already? We had a Rajba Nafkav Zayin discussing closing a door with a tzvi inside. He said, when you want to leave the house, the mice said, it's mortar. So come on the Ran, Shul Gibarim, we saw over there on Nafkav Zayin, says, what are you talking about in the case of psik ratio? He said, Shul Gibarim, but the mice in the situation where it could be done without a psik ratio, had got me done with a psik ratio, it's mortar, kavachim from the Rajba. That means this yisoid we saw in the Shul Gibarim inside, it's not a Mara Mokum sheet. And the Shulchan Aruch says something that can be done with an psik ratio, the mice it's mutter. That's what Rabbi Yosef in our sugya gedolim b'yoser. And a passing away by the Mekev Sam Mishnah, by the Shuas Yaakov and others, mice who disagrees, Mokavrom, the Mishnah Berurah. Mokavrom come along, quotes the base, it's being done the Rekayach over here. The Rekayach says the gedolim b'yoser, the mice is also over here. Why is it also? It can be done with an psik ratio. So this Mchakiwa in the Mokhana they point out, then saying the other way, kavanah for one is kavanah for another. It's instead of kavanah over here. And therefore, since all the place can bring down the Magavram, whether it's the Taisu Shabbos, Tereshu Saw, the Chai Odom, the Graz, the Orpha Shulchan, Anglaital, and others, Mishabu including, we see that this question, the Getup Sikh ratio, that any one who tries to bring down the Sisad over here, yet before she should the Gavarim, what's Rav Yo over here, very nice. But Mishabu says, not that way, on the same in Kimto, Big Delam Yoysel Mises also. Because at the end of the day, my father is right. That's always the end of the day. But at the end of the day, Tatsu Gagraft. The Maisa, yeah. The Hele Gazeta. So Maisa, at the end of the day, it's circle strike. The way he did over here, and you also. At the end of the day, Maisa, the way he did over here, Maisa is a psych ratio. Since at the end of the day, the way he did it is a psych ratio, Nichol together with this over here. That's the second way to stand these statements. Machlok is one that Abiel Maisa wants to be Michael. Put it this third way. The Shai Tzim also have come. Base. Beer dover. The loch of Dov Shem is Kavan, Mutter. Psikresha de Nichalei, de Reiso. Psikresha de Loi Nichalei, Machalis Taisis first the Oroch. The Dov Shem be Michael, we pass the Lechumro. In Psikresha de Nichalei, with the Oroch that we're giving Machmer, are we giving Michael when there's a Durabonin or two Durabonins? Are we going to make it serious over here? Or maybe even the Rishenim who might say Machmer against the Oroch, they'll agree to be Michael by two Durabonins. Where is the makar to be makel? So the loch and simon shinta zayin sif gimel. Over there, discussing by the sugya of tzedo. First, there's the case of capturing a deer in the rice on Shabbos. Capturing a fly on Shabbos as well. Only did you abonon because ain't a mina mitzoid. No one captures flies for the meat, for the skin, for the wings. You just capture to kill it. Definitely get it and you need to a din drop on. Says Ramo, a person has to be very careful, the Ish Lazar, not to close a small box on top of flies. You have a small box, the flies inside, you close it, you have a bayav and miskaven with a psik ratio on any mini nitzad, mice is usher. Come on, the Mishabu, according to the Pima Gordon, it says in the small box. What about in the big box? Meduik the Ramo, it's mutter. What does it mean, a big box? For example, you have a refrigerator door open and the flies inside the refrigerator. Now, what do you do on Shabbos? You want to close it. Seder. Oh my gosh. So, what do you leave the door open? Shalom Bayis. Shem, what are you going to do over here? Your flies inside the refrigerator. Says Ramo, as explained by the people going to Mishnah Brewer, it's a big box over here. Why is it a big box? Since you cannot get a fly, Bishchia Achas, you can get it. You can try to get a fly and running, you won't get it. You'll eventually get it. But in one shot, you clearly won't get it. If so, explains the Mishnah Brewer, people got him. Since over here it's Ein Miskaven, we close the door of the refrigerator. Why are you closing the door? The cold air. Ein Miskaven. It's a psik ratio. And the Shaitzin said over here is Lanichlei. You surely don't want the flies in the refrigerator. If you don't want them there. V'oi, the case of one drabon, not Shechia Achas. And a stack drabon in a mini. So you have two drabon in the psik ratio. Lanichlei, my set smutter. A pidramo. Very simple cloud that Oilum exam. And so let's analyze this case. We're taking the bench one place to another. Ein miskaven psik ratio, said the Shai Tzitzik on Aleph, on Beis, on Yud, three times. It's a case of kilkel kalach yad. You do not want it. It ruins it over here. It's not the way how you make a hole in the ground. Why can you make a hole in the ground? You take a shovel. You don't take a bench. Simple. If so, we have one drabon of kilkel, two drabons of kalach yad, two drabons over here of a lanichalei. If so, we're coming along paskening that a case of psik ratio gedelim b'yosel lemais. It's also. Why the world is also for it? Situation lanichle by two drabonos. That's the kasha. The chur we see over here a nochem reason why the rabbi or those can argue the point of gedolim b'yosef. Why do you make them? Void the chur sounds like we have a steer over here. The ma'aser we're machmer over in shulam and zayin and shida zayin. Mishmul ma'aser is makel. So there are ways to answer it. Come on the shvishah Shabbos and he points out. You know why? We make a chwitz in the ground, sometimes it's nichalei. True, this akimta is lo nichalei. Sometimes it's lo nichalei. So, a simple bottom, when he brings down the Shri Shabbos, he wants to answer the Mishabrua, no stira. The foreman is nichalei. The Baya, if you look up the Shri Shabbos inside, he says, I'm saying it not like the Shayatin, not like the Mishabrua. Mishabrua does not say that. He says it's lo nichalei. Second is, why be machmer on a lo nichalei, or to a nichalei? It's like Gzeh L'Gzeh, a case of Klach Hayat. Void, even more so, if you analyze it, we're saying when it's a big box over here to close it by the refrigerator, it's motor. I said the case of a fridge. There are two cases you can have a big box. You can either have a big garbage bag that you want to close and throw into the garbage, and therefore it either flies here all around and I can get flies inside. Another case you can have is a refrigerator. The case of closing flies on your garbage bag is lichalei. Why? Because when you close it, you get it outside. So if you would be gozer any place by a big box, I'd be gozer in Shinda Zayin, Sev Kimmel. And over there, the Ma'amok and the Makoshba, they're all being makel. Forget, we're not being makel over there. I got my situation where it could be a case of lichalei. We'd be makel a case of lichalei. So the Makor to be makel, who has not said the story of the Shishya Shabbos. Even lichalei, but lichalei, they might still be makel. Just like a big case by the Moshe, the Zayin of Gimel by the garbage over there will be maybe, and while still going to be Machmah, but the fridge will be Mekel. So over here also should be Mekel in the case of the Nichalei. So the answer that Mahalach and Nichalei, Lefonim, that I don't think is good terrorists. A second way of answering it, come to Shri Shabbos, he brings down the Orch HaShulchan over here. He says, why? Because one thing is there is Harisha Shem Yashu Gumais. Nothing like that. You're right, it's a great Nichalei to do our balance. You might come along as a Gzeru, Kavon. And come to me, Yashu Gumois. Become one of them. Shem Yishkach, go do it. Therefore, it's Xero Otto, in numerous cases, can sweep the floor, can wash the floor. Shem Yashu Gumois. They point out also, look, there are two problems in the Mishnah of Holopachas. One is, Mishnah does not say that. It does not, but again, Sif Aleph, by the case of, by this bench, Gdelem B'Yaser, does not say the reason Shem Yashu Gumois. It says, Shem Yimotash, the Zayin Sif Gimel. But eight, Loch and Simon Shinya Dal the Mogavum Sif Cotton Hay. Over there brings down the Chumas and Deshan Shita that maybe by Psych Ratio by the Abonons, the mice is mutter. Show him what the Pascal the Chumas and Deshan is. Come on the Mogavum and says, I'll bring you six Rayas he's wrong. He says, one Raya, Simon Shinlam and Zion Sif Aleph. The second Raya, Simon Shinlam and Zion Sif Beis. That's his Raya. Then he has all the Rayas. What does he want from Shinlam and Zion Sif Aleph? What's his Raya from us? Explains the Machzor Shekel, very simple. The case over here is a Psik Ratio, the Rabbanon, the Maisa still being Machmer. The case is Gdelem B'Yaiser. Even two Dramas, even worse over here. We're being Machmer over here. What do you mean? The reason why we're being Machmer is Shevi Yashra Dumais. It's an Araya against the Chumas Hadashim. If they said over here to be Machmer, Al Shevi Yashra Dumais, then you have no right against the Chumas Hadashim. There's nothing reason. It's a special Gzer Chavish over here. Elamai's understanding, not that way. It's not a special Hatch over here, Gzer Chavish. Yeah, okay, fine. So again, so we'll still stop with the question, why in the world are we being machmo here when in Shinlam and Zayin? That means, I mean, it's just not the way two Tirol Sim. And not the way the Shabbos Teretz and the Rosh Hashulchan Teretz. L'chura, this is the third Teretz, the Olam like saying over, that you have to realize, the case of Shinlam and Zayin versus Allah, by Shinlam and Zayin, that the Rabbanim are different. Says the Chalkas, Yaakov, says the Oz Nidbu, says the Shami, Nissen, Zachor, Shamar, and others, that the case over here is Be'etzem the Melacha was done, you did the act of Chavisha 100%. Except, the David study over here in Melacha Machshevis. Mashengen by the Sugin Shina Zayin, the Chesan the Melacha itself, the pool of Tzedo. Be'edava, over there, Tzedo has to be you get a one shot. I can get a one shot. Chesan Tzedo. Ain't even need to say the Chesan the Melacha. Here the Melacha is done 100%. You take a shovel and shovel, it'll be the Melacha. Yes, there's a David study over here. Koko Kalachayad. So you see the David study, not showing the Gufa Malacha, over here to be Machmer. Well, maybe a different lotion to say over. What's the study of the head over here? Koko. Why is Koko Mutter? So Malacha Machsheves. Why is Kalachayad Mutter? Malacha Machsheves. So how many Rabbans do we have?
One.
Malacha Machsheves. They're coming two different avenues to be Makel in the Malacha. Without Melech Machsheves. But here, Betzim, it's one. One, Kilka Kalachiyad, the Yisrael, the Melech Machsheves. Two ways of saying only Yisrael over here. Why, in this case, not like Shinda Zayin?
Certainly the Sharatin
does work, though. Oh, Zokta Helge Zayda. Certainly Sharatin says, whoever says this, so this is a captain, this is Rabbi, says that way, Mike says wrong. The Sharatin says not this way. Sharatin says, Betzim is the same exact Sugya Shinda Zayin, Sef Gimel, Shubi Motor. However, we'll make it see if what do you make with it. What do you mean? This is David's study. This is the Gufa Malach over here. Or, and it's the same thing we saw in Simon Shin Mem, Sif Gimel. Again, we have the Ramah. The Ramah over there says, when you say, you have the word happy birthday on top of a cake, cannot cut it. It's the Mechiko. In fact, the Degum of Ovo, the Shachu brings it down, which brings down the Shachu from the Degum of Ovo. I have the mice over there, it's 2-3 Drabonans. It's Enris Kavind, Psik Ratio. The case over there of Kilkel, I don't want to ruin happy birthday. It's Klachayad. I don't waste words away. I take a knife and smear it. I don't cut it. It's Shloim Naslichtoy. Shmishvuas and Nichlinget of Kilkel. So you have two Dramons over here. Said the Shaitin, Shinta Zayin Sif Gimel. It's Ramon's Makels. Why in the world is Ramon being Machmer? Steve is Ramon. Said the Devil, I'll be Makel with Makam Oinig with you, eat it with your mouth. Doesn't really answer the question. He is the same steer like he is by us. Said, I might as well be Makel with my mouth. What do you mean? Over this Kilkel Kalachayad is a David study from Melech Machsheves. Mashenki Shinda Zayin Sef Gimel is a Lach of the Chesan the Gufa Melacha. Says the Mishmur, Be'etim, he's being more Mekel over there. More reason to be Mekel. Because the Mishmur is saying, do not say this Teretz, because Zachar Inim. So I went over to Shammai Nissen and asked him, Maisel, let's read the Shayat Tzin together. He says, right. And I knew Baal Mechabu who was able to ask, I asked them, and they didn't have an answer for me. This Mahalach is against the Shayat Tzin. Say there's a hill between the two cases. Who says not that way? The Shayat Tzin. Take it a step further. We're saying over here the idea of two Dabons to be Mekel. Says the Chanish is not that clear. There's any Makar for that. Where's the Makar for this idea of two Dabons to be Mekel? Says the Megillah Sefer, for one time we have a Makar. That's what it's a Makdavani. They said we have a Makar. This is Gemara on Shabbat Tavkuf Gimel Amud Aleph, discussing taking that Mudim out from the ground. The Gemara that says taking that Mudim Maisa out is Mutter except Shemi Yashra Gumois. This is the 14th. Gzeiro Shemi Yashra Gumois. And the Maisa making a hole in the ground. Why is because it's kilkul kala achayad. So the only gemara that we have to be matched by two drabbanans is kilkul kala achayad. Those two drabbanans we do have, all other drabbanans we don't have, that's the gemara we have. Says we can save. Anyone gives a teretz kilkul kala achayad is worse than two drabbanans. That's the only one we have in makor in the gemara. Nothing else we have in makor for. So how do we give this teretz? What? We'll get to that also. So the Maisa comes out, the Lachor, we said three mouths from over here. The Lachor, each one is shver to answer the Mishnah Brua. Again, the Lachor is a stereo. The Ramon Shinda Zayin Sif Gimel says, Maisa, two double Maisa Mekel. Yet, over here in Shulam Zayin Shad Sin Sifkot Beis. And again, the Is and Sifkot Yud. And the Sifkot Mem and Sif Gimel Mishnah is three times, see, three times to be Machmer. To give the Tirotzim. Again, the Shul Shabbos, the Orcha Shulchan, or the Chalkas Yachal, before it's very sure. Mice is it's a little bit hard to understand how they answer the Mishnah Berurah. If you read him slowly, the Chur, he's saying, Sifkot Yud, he sends you back, you write in Sifkot Beis, in the Shai Tzion. The Chur, what he's saying over here, his words are, Mekol Mokum Lechatchila Ein Kedai. Afilo Hochi Osi Lechatchila. Sounds like, Avad is what to be Samichon, but don't do Lechatchila. It's an incorrect thing to go do. If you're stuck, you have to close the refrigerator door. You have to do something. So what to be Simon Khan? That means since by a bench you can pick it up, or you have other options to go do something, don't get involved with this. Not that simple of a heter. Choose a dirk nur amon. But Maisa, cut a cake with the lettuce on it. Why do it for? We have no tzarech for it. Sounds like there's makom tzarech, makom tzav, makom mitzvah, any tzarech, what to be Simon Khan? But l'chila, don't do it. Again, the words are makom, makom l'chila, in kedai.
That applies to this shara.
Yeah, Yod is sending it again. Shartin Sifkon Yod sends it to Shartin Sifkon Beis. He says it. I mean, don't do it. L'chatchila, don't do it. That means unless they have a bandaid upon you and you want to take off the bandaid, which have a mitzvah of washing in till Sadaim, and you know it's a secretion to rip out of here, Gezes, Hura, it's a kilkul kalachayat, Mokim mitzvah, so it's a kilbonim, Maisel, what do we serve on? You need it. Kinas Gomen is here to leave it there the whole time Shabbos. Because if you don't take out the garments, rip out the hair. I still want safe for the mice and wants to be machmer. Chura. Be machmer is kilkul lachayad. And it's kavod segregation. Mokum atzorech leave garments. You can see all day Shabbos. And chura is what to be samechal. But it's not worse than the case of the Ramah. Had this one safe for be making a bandaid in the page before be machmer and garments here, tzorech beer. But the mice and the chura, it's certainly what to be samechal. And those are words of Mishmur. But kol mokum lechatchila in kedai. Lechatchila, we don't do it. Chura, that's the way of answering it. Again, those want to argue the point. Sorry, what? Again, I said, in the case of a tzarech. Sorry? Oh, now let's go take it a step further now. Sorry? No, so let's start with that. Why is there a chatchila on there? Where? I said, he's saying to, the Ramah is a dirk, and he's saying to be similar upon when they are case of refrigerator. It's absurd to close it. You can't, flies at mice are very hot. I think it's a little bit, I think there's a big difference. Flies is, you don't get them out. You sound like the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah discussing trying to get flies, looking for them. It's very hard to get them out, it's hard to deal with. It's something that's just, it's not something that's really up to you to get rid of them. So therefore, it's a hard thing to deal with. Fine, just close the door, close the box, close the refrigerator, no problem. Here, just pick up the bench. Here, just take the chavis and shift it a little bit different. But here, when you just make sure you don't break the things. It's very simple. The ways around it, don't get involved with it. Flies that we see from the towns over there, just we try, we look, we're not sure. Maybe they're there, some sequestration. Even if they are there, how to get them out? They don't listen to you exactly. Don't tell them to get out. They're like children. Don't listen. Fine. Now, building upon this, the question here is, the get something that is murutzif. Is there going to be an isser when something is murutzif over here? So, so basically we have a Gemara that Kotes obeys, the Gemara speaks out that says the Gemara over there that a person that wants to put something on top of his marble over here, drag one place to another, the Gemara might say makes a gzera of Murutzav Ota Ein Murutzav. Therefore, coming the Magadram, he points out before he away in the Rishonim, say about Chumo, that a case over here of taking a bench one place to another, the Gemara is a Murutzav Ota Ein Murutzav, What time of the Mishmu and the Graz and the Paiskim that we make Gzeh over here? Now we have to always realize there are two cases of Merutzev. There's one, the case of Merutzev where it's you are Merutzev and everyone else is not Merutzev. That's the case of the Gemara. The question now, building upon that, what happened in the Kol Ha'ir Merutzev? No entire city has houses that are Merutzev, or the Loshon of Bialocha calling the Rivosh, Ruiv Ha'ir Merutzev. Why can Ruiv not Mavat the Miyot? So Kol Ha'ir, Ruiv Ha'ir Merutzev, do we come along to make the same Gzeh over here, taking a bench one place another? So come along places and the Chavtes and Veis, and come along, you send it to Rashi and Daf Tzadikai. The Rashi over there says, seems to say, that the whole entire idea to be Machmer is Daf in a situation where it's, that city is not Merutzev. But the case of Mechuz over there, that we want to do case of Muratzev, Merutzev, since over there the ear is Merutzev, therefore we're not going to be Geyser in a situation when you yourself, the Mice, are in the place that's being tiled over there. That means it comes along that we have Rashi Taisha Shita. Other Rishonim seem to argue, but the whole part is Rashi Taisha Shita is Kolei Im Rutsev L'Maisi will not make a Gezerah. Now, once we have this, he said over here, Kamu L'Sharet Sion, and he says, now let's make it Tziruf. You have to realize again, Mishmu is not making Kolei Im Rutsev. Every time he does, he's only making a bit Tziruf. That means Kamu L'Sharet Sion says, B'Gedon B'Yosef L'Maisi will Machmer, why Mogavom Api the Rekeach? Except Api Svar River Bayat Enim Skaven. With a psigration, to loin nichle, with a case of kilkul and klerach yad, why would we machmer for? Which he doesn't answer, but sounds like chadchil to be machmer. When the koli im rutsuf, we have a tzir from Rashi and Toshu Shitin, then the mice will be mekel. Don't be mekel. So come along over here, we have Yisrael over here, Mishmur says, that true this koli im machlekis, but together with psigration and nichle, to do abundance, the mice will be mekel. Therefore, practically negate to us, you want to take a bench one place another inside your house. During the B'yoser, it's mutter. But let's say you're in a situation, let's say you're in the bungalow colony, or outside of places where you wave your ear, the mice is not merutzev. I'll come along and say, even when you have tiles over there, in your backyard, in your chutzer, take a bench one place another, during the B'yoser, and it will not make chutz, mice is also. Don't do that. Pick it up. You have to realize, Mishmur is coming out of the chumro over here. That means in the house, not a problem. Then outside the house, or places, we'll have to define now what places are merutzev and not merutzev. Very important to know what is Muncie, what's a bungalow colony, what's a chutzner, what's a patio. These things are very important to define it, because it come along over here to take a bench that's heavy, one place or another, the mice will come out to be an isser. Avada. In a situation where you're doing it on ground itself, that posh is also. In the case of here, when it's not on ground, the mishmur will only be makel out of the seer for kol is merutzev. Building upon that, we're saying over here that a person cannot take things one place or another where things are dirt, that's clear.
Everything
else would be done on
the
ice. Yeah. So we'll try to find all these things. Try. What a question built upon this is stop making a hole in the ground. For example, a person takes a stroller in the street, on a dirt street over here. Are you allowed to go do that? You're in the mountains, you have a stroller. Can you push it on top of dirt? The question is, first, what exactly are you doing? So first they point out, before Shem Mishnah and Beya and Daf of Gimel, Mishnah brings down the Behuda Shita that says, Kol HaKelim Ein Negor, Paskin cannot drag things. Chutz Min HaGolo, why B'nehu Shehi Koveshet? When you take HaGolo one place another, a wagon, it's not making a hole in the ground, it's compacting the ground. It's making the ground together. It's not making any hole around it. I mean, certain times you make a hole inside, push it to a space in between, he had more compacting it. Therefore, the Rishonim and the Paskim bring down that by an agolo, a mice is no problem. If you're not making a hole, you're compressing the ground together one to another. So a hole of mice is going to be mutter. They point out if so, you take a stroller one place to another, straight, no problem. But if you turn it on an angle, what will happen on a dirt floor? Make a charitz. Not on a dirt floor, you have to a dirt floor. So can you turn on the angle in the street, even on the cemented floor over here? Do you have a problem over here? So, you'd be like, Ricky Dacre says, well, what's the big deal? Situation in Yichle, one drop on the mice, it's motor. It might make a little shit. Kalkas Yaakov says, well, on a dirt floor, you know for sure make a hole there? You know, sub-segration. Sub-segration can make a hole. But let's say you know, and you're Bnei Ashkenaz, to turn your stroller on an angle that make for sure a chavitz, even on a tall floor might be a problem. You gotta be very careful over here. To turn on a sharp angle, maybe have a bayah making chavitz. But maybe take it a step further over here. Is there an iser to make a hole in the ground? Let's take three cases over here. Let's say first, you're a zokin, and the person has a walking stick, and the walking stick, when you put it to the dirt floor, it makes a hole in the ground. One case. The second case is, let's say you're in a sukkah, outside, you have a dirt floor over there, and you have the table over there, you have your bench sitting on, you have the chair over there, and it makes a hole in the ground. After 8 days, you pick it up, there's a hole there. Take a third case. They tell me some people wear high-heeled shoes, whatever those things are, that don't make sound, but otherwise you have other problems. So, mice, they walk, let's say, on the ground. So, these stilettos will make a hole in the ground. So, the question really is, take these three cases over here, is Zibayan Shabbos, first in dirt floor, number one, whether to these shoes over here, number two, whether the case of the sukkah with the chia over here, or third case, negate a walking stick, putting the hole, walking with it in the dirt, and they will come along and make a gizeh of roots of what the enemy roots of. So, first, the idea of a walking stick is before should be halacha and simon shin aleph. Over there, he discusses questions if you're zayin. He sends you to prima gadim. Prima gadim will send it to halacha and simon shin lamed zayin. He starts off first saying, make all the grounds of nichloi. It's case of kilkel. He also ends up with klach hayad. Ma baya to do abonos lenichloi. He says, but shin lamed zayin. It's also over here. Any day a heter. Maybe this reason is a kilkel in b'makom rabim. Come back from Sorachian. He's been telling the Hatter, he's not sure why. Shalom Azayin, Sorachian. That's what Mishmur brings down. That means you have to realize, the Chura, it sounds like the three cases I mentioned, the Mamish, Shalom Azayin, Sefalov, should be also here. Therefore, they point out, when they get a case of a cheer outside, saying down, makes a hole over there, there's a May, Mariel Lemaisa, sorry, with a walking stick. Mir Lemaisa wants to ask her, Shulchan Shlomo wants to ask her. He gave the chair to the Archer Shabbos, to the chair outside by the case of the sukkah there, or your bench. He says it's also why Shilam Zayin Sebeis. Shai Tzitz of Kodim Beis. It's also. Maisel, just take the three English forums. Three English forums discuss all three cases over here, whether it's a walking stick, or the case of the chair in the sukkah, or the case of these high heeled shoes. All three forums of Simcha Bonim, and Rav Ribiyat, and Zachar Shomer, are about all three Lemaisa be Iker or Mekel. Iker the Mekel. As if Yalach himself is the Mitzan Lahokal Vitzarachin. Now, why to be Mekel over here? Let's analyze. There are really two reasons. One is they point out, situation Lenny Chle, Bakum Matzarach, by two Rabbans, what to be Samachan, Sermo, Shinazayin, Sif Kimmel. Now, somehow, Sif Kimmel says the idea of Bakum Matzarach is Mutter, and then he throws in high heeled shoes. Not a clue where the Tzarach is in that. I hear the case of the Sukkah, here walking with a stick, but I'm not sure the idea of high. Okay. Each one onto their own. I'm not sure what the circle there is. But one of the terms they point out, we have a kasher, or for Shabbat says, the answer is, we have a stereo over here. We have to answer some out of the stereo. So fine, they want time to mock about Sarah Kishim in this one. Amosh, the Zayin Sakimel. Vlid says Zachal Shama a step further. Let's say a person makes a hole in the ground with a stick, but leaves a stick inside. Is there an Isser of doing an act of Chayush when you leave the stick inside? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Tzadaches, take it there, you put it inside chol, inside sand. He brings down the question, is that an Isser of making a hole over here? He brings down the Magarvom that he passes like in the grass and others, the Maisis Osir. And he points out, this was also in the Fatrik, what's that to Osir? The whole idea of Chayush is to make a hole to put things inside, to use it. I made a hole, and that's it. The stick is staying inside. Therefore, he points out, we are saying by two Rabbans the Maaseh person can be Mekel B'Tzirif. If you put your stick inside, or your high heel shoes inside, or the chair inside, so putting it inside, there's no Isser. So let's clear the other way. Can you take it out? So over there, unless you have an inside offer, take it out, says the Mogav Ram, which grew up brings down, the Chayadim and others, take it out of that, there's no Isser. No Isser taking out a stick. So the question is, where's the Isser over here? Putting in a Kodesh Masadim, he wants to say, no Isser. I didn't do it to make a hole. I did not want to make a hole. Putting in, where's the Isser? Putting in, there's no Isser. I'm leaving it there. Then I took it out. So there's nothing I can pinpoint to where the Isser is. It's not when I'm coming to do a pool of, I'm coming to make a hole. That's the problem, him not coming to make a hole. Not put anything out. That is one act. Here are the two, this in and this out. Therefore, he wants a tiny of Kodesh Mitzadim. Let's see, putting in myself again. Putting in, where's the Issa Shabbat? David wants any again. The situation learning to do a bit sirv Michael. We have a sirv nishmas adam. Then we have sirv Rashi and Taisus. Tov tzadaches. Therefore, just like Mishmuel by the Shaitzim Michael with sirv Rashi and Taisus kolim rotsiv, he have a sirv nishmas adam. Maisa to be Michael over here. Therefore, again, the three English rabbis says on these three cases the maisa can be Michael. Again, the Orchor Shabbos says, very nice. But we have a Shaitzim over here. Maisa wants to ask him over here. Fine. That's first chelik in Sefalov. Sefalov Lamaisa is Mamshech, the idea of being Murabates. Now, Murabates was Amin, basically when dust rises, when a person does a Rikida, Shmir Shabbos writes a Rikida, and the new person writes Rikida Shal Mitzvah, he can do Rikida on Shabbos. So when you do Rikida Shal Mitzvah, dust rises, a person who wants to go do it, he wants to make sure that the dust stays in the ground, and doesn't fall and gets his eyes over here. Therefore, he takes water, he sprinkles it, he sprays it on the top of in the ear here, and it keeps the dust on the floor. The question is, are you allowed to do rabbits on Shabbos? So the Gemara is very clear, there are four different sheetahs in the Gemara. We have Lozer, the cause of the case that he chayv for as psikresha, called the psikresha. We have a rakida shel mitzvah, like Simchas Torah. The Chum Kamalma says a case of Rabbanon explains Rashi also la'ashri gumois. It's one of the gzeres over here. A Meimer Kamalma says by Merutzif, by Mechuzo, the Maisa won't answer it. But it's not by the case of Mechuzo, Kamalma can answer it, with not Merutzif. And the Gemara ends off with Abshivin. And Miskavin, Napsik Ratio, therefore it's water. Four sheetas. Again, Diraisa, Rabbanon, Pentav is tiled, or in Miskavin. My side, we pass through the Rambam, brings down the Maskona of Amshimon and Miskavim, not Pesach Resha, therefore it's Mutter, the Torah, and therefore the Machab brings down away, and all the parts can call the Maitse, it's Mutter over here. Now, Mishmur says, Namik Chilag, whether it's Merutzif or not Merutzif, we came along and passed the Kula. That means this Gezerah we do not seem to hold up, we hold the Nichlan Gedev and Miskavim and Smutter, and then Achorim Gevav, one of the Bayam, it's on the Sugi of Losh. Because you're putting water and some dirt together, Gevav, is there Bayam Losh over here? That's the double study. Sif Beis over here. The idea of sweeping a floor. Again, the same Gemara that Tzadikai again has a machlokes over there. The Vlad says Yechai for it. Kamal Chachomim says Echazeh veEchazeh in El Mishum Shvos. Only it did Rabbanon. Now, simple to understand why it's Rabbanon. The way how the Eilu Shabbos says he calls it a case of Korv L'Psik Reisha, and therefore we discuss already in Simon Reish Ayin Zayin. The Bialocha brings down the Marsha called Psik Reisha to get of a Psik Reisha. And we discussed the Rabbanon of the Raisa. Ola Shabbos has a case of the Rabbanon over here. That's where the Chumah asks us, Kor the Psik Ratio. Cain also, we saw the end of Shivan Shinyadalad, which will bring down the Truas Adeshin. It's Kemah Psik Ratio. Another way to say why it's the Rabbanon, all Psik Ratio, the Nichale, are the Rabbanon of the Raisa. It says Masha on the Sugi, what says the Rabbanon? Rabbanon. The Nichale, it's only the Rabbanon. Maisa, we saw the Sugi called Gimel and Aleph. Hash is against it. Tosh Shabbos also says the Bello. Why that so? Should not be the Rabbanon. Fine, but these are two svaras. Why chiluk between Rabbanon versus the Raisa? Either called Psik Ratio or negate the sugya over here of Psik Ratio Nichalei. Maisa, the question over here is: we have a chiyuv and we have a case of the Rabbanon. Come on, we're showing them, and they point out Gemara had a maskalot of Shimon negate the sugya of being Rabbits. When you sprinkle Maisa's water in Miskavet, is that maskalot also by the case of Kibbut? When you're sweeping the floor, is that going back only on the case of being Lirabates? Or is it also going back in the case of being Mechabed? Hashem, come on, Kaisus, bring down the Bahag, and say, the Maisa, it's Mutter. You last sweep all floors, no problem over here. The Rif went this way, Rav Hai going, the Berechanal, the Ramban, and others, Rajbo, and they were the Tenu Shonu Paskin, sweeping all floors, the Maisa, Mutter. Asad Hashem, Kaisus brings down the Rishita, says, what are you saying? Not so. The only reason why we're being Mekel with Rav Shimon is only being Lurabates. Mashing is sweeping of Adetz also. And therefore, the Rosh, the Smag, the Smak, the Sebat Shumo, the Balamor, and others, 11 different Rishonim, Gofakart, Mashing is always also. So, Machlokes, let's call it the Bahag, verse 3 in Tosfos. What's the loch is? The gate, the case of sweeping, is the always also, always Mutter. Asana Shlishi, come with the Rambam, it says it depends. If the situation over here is that it's not Merutzif, then we'll come to Aser. But if it is Merutzif, the Maisa will be Mekel. We'll make the same chilik like it seemed to be from a Meimer Mechuzah by the Rabbis, who did by the case of being Lechabit. That's the ick over here. So come along, we have three sheets of mung Rishonim sweeping on Shabbos. Is it always Osir? Always Mutter? It depends if we have towels upon the floor. Halach Maisa, all three are brought down by the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber starts off saying, B'losh and Stam, is a chilek whether it's Mutzav or Naf, the Ram Bashito. That's not Mutzav, it's Osir, Mutzav is Mutter. And you can bring it, go no further, Yesh Matirim, the Rif Shito, that even when it's any Mutzav, the Maisa's Mutter, has the passing, Stam Yesh Armin, Halach and Stam, it's going like the Ram Bashito, the Mil Shito, that any Mutzav is Osir. But it's making on the base station. Why do you go like the Mil Shito? He points out that I always go like the big three. So in the gate in Rutsif, I have two Rishonim being Michael. I have a side over here, the Rift of being Michael, and I have also the Rambam being Michael. With any Rutsif, I have two Rishonim being Machmer. I have the Rosh being Machmer over here, and the Rambam being Machmer. Therefore, I went in between, I'm going to pass a lock Lamaiso, then Rutsif Lamaiso will be a case over here that's Mutter, any Rutsif is also. And therefore, the Nei Svart, they go this way, they come Chaim, you'll be a Oimer, and all that, they come along, they pass it, that if you have tall floors, no problem, not a sweep. Come the Ramon says, V'yesh machmir im es merutzav, the Ri and the Rosh, v'chein noigim v'ein l'shanis. Come on, also, b'nei Ashkenaz, we pass in l'chumma. We're going to pass on the Rishito, v'chein noigim v'ein l'shanis. Raz, Archa Shulchan, Kitzer, and others, they pass in this way. Now first, what's the lumdus over here? To maybe make it a little more practical. Why are we asking it, or why are we mattering it for? So first, by something that's not merutzav, you have a dirt floor, come along, and the person cannot sweep. What is the svar behind it? Read the Mishnah Berurah slowly. He says four different reasons. Four svaras, he says. One, he brings down Rashi and the Baal Moshito. It's a psik ratio. They come to Yashu Gumois. Can you fill up the whole psik ratio? Ain't miskavin. Psik ratio over here. A second svar brings down from Reentices. They come to move the offer. What's the problem with moving the offer? So the Sharatin have two ways to understand the Chiluk. Those are all. Either have a bayam on the sugya of total mukso. Or second problem, why come to make a hole? Come to make a hole. A fourth reason, says Mishmur, according to the smag, why can he might shem yishkach, he might forget, and therefore fill in the holes. So either it's a segregation for the holes, fill in, or it's a forget to fill in the kavano, or come to make a hole, or come to metal to mukso. Those are four reasons why to answer when the situation over there is any merutzah. Why to ask it when it's merutzah? Says the Mishnah Berurah, only one reason, it's a cotton test. Regardless of any merutzah or the merutzah, sorry, merutzah or the any merutzah, and the any merutzah means how to stick up sick ratio. It only says one reason, sick ratio. They point out why not say the other reasons. Ketzel to Muxa, they said, Nabi Allah, we're not really choshish for. And it's how the sugya of you might forget and come along to fill in the holes, or tell to Muxa, those exeris, because won't go do it over here. So only case of secretion, you can say it's a case of deraisa. And then we made an example of Ein Merutzav, Otem Merutzav. What's the Satya Michael? On the case of Ein Merutzav. Why the Meister is Riv coming to you, Michael? So also they speak out, Mitzana Sugar of being Mashra Gumais. Rub Shimon, Ein Miskav is not secretion. Now the question is, Machmir was saying secretion. Mekim was saying it's not secretion. What's Machlokis? The argument ceased over here. How you sweep? Who's doing it? Is the man doing it? The lady doing it over here? What are they arguing about over here? So, Kenzai arguing how many times is the psik ratio over here? But maybe another idea we spoke out already last week. When a person does an act over here, that the whole act is a psik ratio, but any step of the way is not a psik ratio. That means a person runs through the grass. Mishmur says if it's tall grass, you're running is a psik ratio. Akhar Shulchan said, what do you mean? It's not a psik ratio. We spoke out then, the way to understand the machlokes is when you run through the grass, a lot of you have one, two, or three pieces of grass that you get ripped up. But that could be, you take 100 steps, not 100 pieces of grass. When you comb your hair 10 times, you get 3 hairs. Comb your hair 100 times, you don't have 100 hairs in your comb. You must call it a psik ratio. So you look at every comb by itself, or the act of combing here as one entity. Sounds like by the same question you say by the case of sweeping over here. When you sweep the whole room, it's going to be a case of psik ratio to fill up the holes. But every place is a psik ratio? No, sure not. So I guess it sounds like the question over here is, do you look at everything together or separate? It sounds like the machlokes. Mekilma saying, you look at every step of the way. Every sweep is not a psik ratio. Mekilma Ayim mitzad the sugya of moving the off over here. What if Bayam mitzad the sugya of mukso? Is that the Mishmur and the Shayat see an answer? Either mitzad the ever head of graf shuri, Umisad, Tiltum and Sand, that's Mutal Kovet Shabbos. We discussed already what to come to the idea of Kovet Shabbos, what to find Tiltum and Sand. Could be the Machlokes of Tiltum and Sand is, it's a Derech. It's a Derech of a Heter, Tiltum and Sand or not. The Gaz idea that a person will come along to make a hole, says the Mishnah, we're not worried about that, because of a Tichuach. When this person sweeps, usually it's soft dirt over here. And the reason we said Shem Yishkach, we're not chosen Shem Yishkach. Those are the reason why to be mat over here. As far as we can, we can. Now this halach is dafka sweeping a floor. What about sweeping a table, a bench, a gedaimo? Says the Beis Yosef, we have no makom making zero. The is dafka floor and nothing more than that. Now once you come along, we can pass like the Amor, at least in the Ashkenaz, Mechei Nogim, Mechei Lashanis. So what is the heter of sweeping? So we'll go back to the question when the Kol Yom Rutzav, Kol Veroyvi Yom Rutzav, do we have a heter over here? So again, Tosus, Api Rashi, Das Hadakei, Tosus Chotes, they come along and say, Kol Yom Rutzav, Lemaisa is no Gzeiro. So we have Chumu, the Rivosh, and therefore we have no problem over here. Diva come along to Bialocho, and he writes twice, Ein Lahachmer, when the Kol Yom Rutzav, Yom Rutzav. That means, I know when I was a kid, my father tried to get me to sweep, my parents, I took out the Shulchan Aruch, I told him, you know, Shido B'yad might come along to Asher it, I don't know how they dealt with me exactly. But my son, the B'yad Lachah is very clear, it says over here twice, Ein Lahachmer, not to be Machmer, even though I tried. My son, what? Oh, and he said, it's certainly a case swept on Friday. Pasha, all of our houses usually are clean on Erev Shabbos. Could you even argue the point that our houses generally are clean? But my son, Mishmur says, Ein Lahachmer, and he said, and especially where Prat, he says, in Lachmer, Uber Prat is swept Erev Shabbos. But even if it wasn't swept, he still says in Lachmer. Our broom is an opposite ratio to break the bristles. Now, there are Swam Yechidim who try to be Machmer, but Iker, everyone follows the Mishnah Berurah, that's on Hog over here, that even if you follow the Ashkenaz, Chenegim in Lashanis, the Maisa in Lachmer, and our houses, and the Maisa are Mutzif over here. They do point out that the Mishnah Berurah does say, let's say you have between the crevices, you have these cobblestones, and you have these spaces in between over here, and you might come and look to fill up the holes over here. Do you have a problem inside the circle of being, filling up the holes, of sweeping the floors? So first, to get us practically, they point out that, first, the idea of the Mishnah Berurah coming to be Machmer, that you might have these crevices between the stones, Bialachim himself points out that we're discussing the gate circle of Hadokah, washing the floor, not the gate circle of Kibbut. And therefore, even though the Mishnah Berurah extends it to the case of Kibbud, the Aruch HaShulchan, Ekretal, and others disagree. So you have no right to extend the Chumrah of Adocha, which we'll get to Be'ez Hashem next time, we're much more Machman, but take the Chumrah by Kibbud. The Oy says the Chasnish and others. The Metzias over here is that by those days, when you have stones with space in between, you want to fill it up. When you have tiles with space in between, my parents' house with flowers has space in between, you don't want that dirt to be filled up over there. It's not nice. The Matthias says we do not want that. That means maybe outside you have cobblestone you want to fill up. But generally, in everyone's house, there's space between the tiles. It's made to look nice, and you do not want the dirt to be there. So you want to have this chumah of the Mishnah Berurah to come along, and you might put the dirt in between the tiles over here. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Be'alach and Sebei, is bringing down the Bayah of Zilz of Shabbos over the Nechol. And there is an interesting question. Do you have to have a broom miyuchot for Shabbos? As we know already in Siman Shin Gimel, the Shara Siman is down, the Mishpurim is down, you have to have a comb or brush, Miuchot for Shabbos. People know the Moshe Tshuva says you have to have a toothbrush, Miuchot for Shabbos. So, do you have to have a broom, Miuchot for Shabbos? Otherwise, you have Bayam, it's not a sugya of the Chol. So, B'yashi, the Maisa says, yeah. Shalom Zaman, they mean another way. Nevin Sal, the way, he says, why not? What's in between a toothbrush? What's in the brush on the floor? What's in the case of Bialochovi and Sibbeis? Maisa, they asked a question, we asked Chaim Kanievsky, and he said, Maisa, the Noyogel Klai saw that way, and the Chodeshani, or Moshe, all this said, the Maisa, we don't have to. The way the Piskei Teshuva says, defends Mini Klai Yisrael, says, Anachlam Nevi'im, not Bnei Nevi'im, not Nevi'im, Bnei Nevi'im, they are. He points out, L'choy Yesh L'chalek, their brooms and our brooms. Their brooms is usually, the made for the outside, are different than the brooms you made for the inside. You have to have a much sturdier, a different style broom. Therefore, all the brooms come out that we're using inside the house, except each one in the yeshiva. But come out, all the brooms that we have inside the house are not made for the outside. Therefore, it's not nichol to get it over the nichol. Our brooms are, if you want to buy, you go to a store, you go to the store that sells brooms, there are house brooms and there are outside brooms. They're different, they look different, made of different materials, more sturdier, they are different. So, not straw, they break. They are different brooms. Therefore, the whole bay of the hole looks like you're doing a chore for the outside. Arabu's be'esmer rabban are already on miyuchot for the house. But maybe not miyuchot for Shabbos, but the miyuchot for the house, even though we won't have the bayab of the chol of the ketubas of that looks like you're doing a chore, because not made from the outside over here.
That would be from the outside.
That would be yeah, according to his svara. Now, come on, Gemara says, I day goy to go sweep. My says, what? Even the case of what? Rotsif? Any rotsif? What case is discussing over here? That means again, we have the one that says a goy can sweep. But Gavron means down the Yam Shloim, it says to be machmer. My says, minix to be makel over here. Therefore, we pass on the Grand Mishmur, the goy the Maisa can sweep. The way the Torah Shabbos he wants to explain, since the whole idea of being rotsif is machlech to be shayinim, the rift to rush the Rambam, if we make one's rotsif over here, the rift, my wants to be makel, the Ram wants to be makel. Come on, the Ramon says, when it's Merutiv, by going the Maisel be Mekel. Have we read the Mishmur slowly? It says another way. It says the Ramon be Mekel even when it's not Merutiv. Even if it's not Merutiv, what's the Swarti be Mekel? Let's go through the reasons. If the reason means on the Sugar of a case of Sikh ratio, we know way that Alochin Shin Yudal Tzikon Hei by the Mogar Ram. And the Mishmur in which time being now Sikh ratio by going, the Maisel does not apply over here. If the reason means on over here, that will come on to Matal Tomukso. Well, if you hold that Tiltum and Sand by your soul is Mutzar Gufa Mekaymai, so the Chod Nachmir is saying it's a Derech, but since I can do it, Tzar Gufa Mekaymai, you saw Reda Lochis, a guy can do it, even not Tiltum and Sand. The Maisit Smut over here. I have a Baya Hashem Yishkach, it might come along to make a hole over here, it might come along to fill it in. It's fine, it's good doing it, but that's mine. So the Chod comes along to say that there's no, all the four reasons, no reason to ask their guy. There's no sorrow here. It's not Muksa, he's allowed to. It's not Shem Yishkach, that's his doing. It's not secretion, no secretion by God. So what's the reason to ask for it? Come on, Maisa Mekel, whether it's Murtsev, not Murtsev. No problem over here. Now, the main challenge to make it practical is what defines something that is Murtsev? As far as I can tell, before there are five levels that we seem to have. We have a bias, a house. We have a second level, a chotzer. We have a third level, let's call it the shul that leads up to our house over here. A fourth level, we have a sidewalk. The fifth level, we have a case of a street. Five different places over here. First, the Geit HaBayis, all our houses of Maisa are Mutzah. Therefore, again, the Mishmur is very clear, Ein Lahachner. If you have a dirt floor, Echonami, you have a Bayah. Otherwise, if you don't have a dirt floor, Ein Lahachner. The second level, a case of a Chatzar. Now, I think the Machlokes is, how do we look at a Chatzar? Is a chotzer an entity that stands by itself, and you have to judge all chaseiros, you have to judge your city? Or is a chotzer an extension of your house? Your house, called the Emrotzer, and therefore the chotzer is an extension of your house. So there are those who say...
How does
this
chotzer
look like? Oh, we'll try to define what you're saying over here.
Chotzer,
even if it's a dirt floor. No, we're talking about a case when it's tiled. A tiled chotzer. Is there a gzeiro? We're trying to find that. We have a chutz over here. Do you look, one way to look at it, look at chutz by itself. Instead of Rav Eider, instead of Shmir Shabbos, Rav Pav, Shama Yudah, look at chutz by itself. Therefore, if you look at a chutz, I think in Flappish or Chatzarius or Raiv, Mises has cement there. No problem. They tell me most chutzes in Muncie, they tell me it has dirt over there. Potentially in the house, the Mises has the case of dirt. So come look over here, that even if you want to sweep on a cemented area in Muncie, outside in the chotzer, you can't alter any motzer. A flatbush, you can. That's one way of looking upon it. Asel HaShani, the way Shlomo Zalman looks upon it, Nishma Shabbos, and Israel and others, they come up and say, the chotzer is an extension of your house. Part of your house. People use it as a chelik of their house over here. And therefore, if their house is motzer, all houses are motzer. True, you might have some garden over here that has grass over here. We look at an extension and come along over here, that all places of a chotzer that is cemented, even a month, you have a right to go sweep over here. Atzad HaShlishi, the way the Chodesh Hani says, it says really, could be depends, where exactly is this porch? You have a peset on the second floor, third floor, fourth floor, and then you have on the ground floor. That means sometimes you have a ground floor that really is ground, that has towels upon it. Your porches, if you look at my peset on ground floor, different than my peset second and third floor. Second and third floor is not, my peset on third floor is your extension of your house. My peset on the first floor is ground that you have towels upon it. Or not? Question, how do you look upon it? How do you look at a patio? How do you look at these things? So you start saying that certain things are clearly part of the house. I think everyone can argue the point, saying the second floor, that is part of the house. You still argue the point. I said my ground floor, you can certainly argue that's part of my outside. You can say, become the count over here. We have three reasons. What? Again, because it has only tiles. Only tiles.
No one has dirt, they have grass, and grass even never sweeps.
I don't know, yes you do. You do sweep grass.
Rake it from
me. Rake it also. Fuck both.
He's never grown.
Fine. So there, this is a shallow beer, and it can involve with Nochasvar maybe. Who says anywhere? Berkowitz says we don't find anyone who really says that outside we have this hedge of Kolyam roots and only back inside the house. You want to argue outside? There's no enter Bechlal. Basically, the Kamlum, what is a Chotzer? It depends upon these Svaras, and the Svaram go behind the Kana to argue the point. The question really is: that certain places not that simply have a right to sweep on the outside. Take a third step, a path leading to your house. So I say it was simple bottom and Rafal Klamaisa Mekel, but each one is Shitosai. Simple bottom is Mekel because the path leading to the house is top of the house, the cause is top of the house, all extension of your house. The way of Rafal, I don't go down England, he says all paths, all paved over here. A path is entity by itself. But if you don't look at the entity by itself, you say not that way. The Episcopal Truth, as he brings it down, he says, I don't know, this way, that way, in the place of Makil, what to be Samachon. But Mice not that simply have right to make all the path over here. Take a fourth case, what's a sidewalk? So again, you could understand, very simple, look upon Roiv. Therefore, the Zilbo lives in Nebrak. Yeah, sidewalks will be Roiv, mice, no problem over here. Or for Shabbos, I'll be Roiv over here. So if it's night, you don't have any cobblestones that have dirt floors that have holes inside, you can sweep over there. Otherwise, anything that's tiled, mice, not a problem. Asada Sheni, they'll say the mice go to the mountains. Mice, what are the sidewalks? What defines a sidewalk? Mice, people where they walk, it's called a sidewalk. There's a ton of places in the mountains where people are walking, and there is no cement there. And therefore, even when there is cement, you can argue that you have no right to sweep over there. I mean, even according to the Zilba and the Arfa Shabbos, before you have a baya in a situation on the sidewalk where there is no cement, where there is cement, the place also has no cement over there. Others want to argue and say, a sidewalk is something that's outside, and therefore Berkowitz said we have no hetter, he wants to answer it. Same with Sidur HaShulchan Lomais, he wants to answer Nichon to get it the outside. It's not Nichon to get it of a sidewalk by itself, it's by the outside. The outside has grass all over the place. Physical Chubas, he goes this way and that way, he says, Eilim Chlis. Same thing, what is the street? Street paved, not paved, how do you look upon it? Also Shalom HaMasvar, how do you look exactly at the street? Those of myself, one argue, say, all streets are paved. You could argue, it depends where you are, in the mountains, a ton of streets not paved. Even though those are paved, you can say, you don't have a case, you have Roiv? I'm not sure. Because the streets that you go on are Roiv that way. But the Roiv in the city is paved, depends where you are. Not clear. Mansell Roiv is that way. Not clear.
What does the street mean?
What
is a driveway a street?
These are Shigal Das. I'm just pointing out the question, I'll let you analyze it. You know, lock the way I just quote. A case of a Migrash, where eventually I'll get to next time about playing on the floor. Migrash is a lot where kids play in. True, there are certain ones that are cemented, but numerous migrashim, lots are soccer, especially in this country. They won't have grass there. Where even though they are cemented, the mice, you have no right to sweep over there. Interesting question is a sukkah. How do you look at a sukkah? A sukkah is your house for 1 week. So do you look at a chotzer sukkah as being your house? Do you look at a sukkah as being a chotzer? That's where it is. Or do you look at all sukkahs? Three options over here. That means Kol Erech Shabbos, you want time, what is a sukkah? It's your house for a week. What are all houses? Kol Yom Rutzuf. So we look at every type of house, a hut that you live in. Let's say a person lives in the hut. They say that Kol Yom Rutzuf. So that's his house. And if he had tiles, it won't be a problem.
And now all the houses.
You know, all huts. If the whole city had huts, everyone would have dirt. I happen to have a hut. And I have tiles over here, but all houses are Rutzuf. So I'm living in the hut for 8 days. So all houses are Merutzif. Roy house is Merutzif. Do you look at that and it's stuck up in your house? That's my house for 8 days, Aruch Shabbos. It's Aruch in any sense. It's that. What do you say? He says Shmir Shabbos. He wants to argue, say, look, it's a chotzer.
Who says it has a thin house?
Now, what is a chotzer? You may already argue the point. The chotzer is an extension of your house. Or when you look upon what level it is, what is a chotzer? At Sana Shlishi, Sarah Falk, we look at wave sukkahs. Oh, sukkahs, I assume wave of them are not on ground. At least in Flatbush or United Soil Shlime. A Muncie, some people try to tell me wave are on ground. So even yours is tiled, you might have a problem over here. I know those are Chodesh Pesach, but what do I bar? Our wave stuck is over here. Shlaim wave are on cement. On other places, maybe wave's not. That means that a sukkah, what is a sukkah? You have three options. Look at sukkahs, houses, or chotzer. Now, what that's to get to what defines an area, but now it says the lochas go after the ear. What defines an ear? What defines a city? What defines a mokum? I think the Nishma Shabbat discusses a bungalow colony stands by itself. They want to tell you that the very fancy bungalow colonies know that everything over there is paved, the more yeshivish ones, everything more of grass over here, and the ultra fancy ones also back to being grass over here. They go back to being more yeshivish. Divine. So those also, how do you look upon it? He said every bungalow colony is an entity by itself and have to look at its own parameters. How are, what's the sidewalk, what's the street, what's the chutz over here? The mice, if you ask me, it says the word ear. Ear is city. City is Monticello. Well, you look at Hanoi by itself, and RSA is part of New York, and Maldata by itself. How do you exactly look at things over here? Yeah, RSA is part of, no, RSA is not part of New York. So, if you ask me, I think ear is the whole ear, which again, I don't know if you gain out of it in Monticello or not. But then why Monticello? What's ear? New York City. What defines the ear? Where's the mockery? Good question. What defines the ear? Chum. Maybe. So Evan Bungalow Colony does stand by itself. But it's not a city. I agree with that in the nod over there. I'm not sure. I agree with that part. One last point over here. They do point down. A lot of people, let's say they have the porch over here and they want to sweep. And let's say they hold everything rootsive, and that thing is rootsive over here. So where they sweep? They sweep from the porch onto the dirt underneath or onto the ground that's around them. So in essence, you're sweeping from your marpeset to either, let's say, it's one floor down to the dirt on the bottom. So where is it going? To something that's not mutzav. Right. So it says Rav Biyat, so you're putting a place that's not mutzav. Shem Yashur Gumwith, where you have no heter. You want to time this, since you're sweeping from one place to another, you might fill in the holes. This mamish, you're going from place, and be careful. Some of you are sweeping over here. He says, sweeping from a stooping dirt from my porch or sidewalk onto a lawn, my see asses. Not government, my see me dying. You're streaming there into there. You're putting it into there. You're bringing it into there. Again, keeping Masha Gumas anywhere, outside and inside. Fine, Ben Yashem, on Sunday, we finish off the Sigyo, go through Sif Gimel, Sif Dal, and Sif Min Shilam Chesif Heyas, local.